Quick disclaimer, guys, the information and opinions expressed during the Renegades Breakout podcast series are for entertainment purposes only and does not imply on any individual entity or company. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Renegades Breakout episode 1. As you know, I'm Shayad and this is my friend Kelly. So let's get on with the first topic. What is it, Kels?
Today we're going to be talking about the moon landing.
Oh, that's a very interesting topic.
I know, right? There's so much controversy surrounding this. But before we get started, you guys, we just want to admit we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, this is our own views. We're doing this just to help ourselves out and to get over a few things.
Yeah, honestly, do not, like, believe what we are telling you guys, because, like, we are literally not experts in this. This is just, like, our views. And it probably won't even make sense, but we're going to go with it.
Yeah, we will. So tell me, Kels, on your point, fake or real?
Oh, that's a hard one, because, you know, I'm like, I'm still like 50-50.
Okay, I can agree on that, but come on, we're talking about 1969. Yeah.
I know, it is crazy to think about how advanced technology was back then.
I wouldn't say advanced. I wouldn't use the word advanced for back then. I'd be more like at the beginning of technology in a way.
It's crazy for me to think that you could broadcast something live from the moon. You know, and it's like, I've always wondered, like, how did people know prior to someone actually going to the moon that there's no gravity, you know, certain things about the moon? I don't know, maybe I'm just stupid, y'all.
Okay, same with me, because I still have no idea why they went to the moon in the first place.
Apparently, from what I understand, it was a request by the US president back in the day. I think it was John F. Kennedy who was.
I don't know any of this stuff. I just know, in my personal view, okay, I'm also 50-50, like, how can I say it? I mean, you could create a studio.
You could, dude, you could.
How can you, how can I say it? How did they go to the moon and back with the technology back then? I mean, the TV. Okay, guys, here in South Africa, we didn't get the TV until maybe like 10 years later.
I know, we were so delayed.
That's actually depressing, guys. I'm sorry. It's just depressing. Like, I wasn't even born at that time, let alone. I wasn't even a thought at that time. Thinking about it.
I think my mom was born in 69. Also, I don't know. Sorry, mom, if you're listening to this. Like, I love you. I just...
But in my point of view, I mean, there's a lot of controversy. Like, 50-50. Like, for me, I look at it technically.
Mm-hmm.
You could have built a set. So there's something called lunar footprints. It's basically that your footprints stay on the moon. Now, I could go into my house, step on it, take a picture, save it for 10 years later, that room, not touch it, go back there and walk and just say, you know what, it's a lunar footprint.
That's interesting, because I did read something about that. But I wonder, can you see the stuff from like a telescope? Like, I feel like if, for example, they sent astronauts to the moon tomorrow, and they said, okay, guys, you know, they're on the moon, like, check it out. Like, I feel like that would be the only way. I'll be like 100% sure.
I mean, okay, now at this time, I'd believe if they went to the moon, this and that. I'm not saying it's fake, guys, just putting it out there. But like, even people are saying the moon doesn't exist. That's another story for another day. But how the flag is moving in the pictures. There are no stars. Unless I'm just stupid and you can't take pictures of a star, but I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. It is like a crazy concept, man. It's like a real tricky one. Because from what I understand, you know, that was one of the questions a lot of people asked. So why is the flag moving? And I can't even remember how they explained it. It was like all technical, like way over my head. I did not understand. But like, I'm just trying to like figure this stuff out, you know?
I mean, okay, from what I know, when the launch happened, there were about 5% of Americans that didn't believe it was true. But then if you do more research, you'll see that there was a race between the Americans and the Russians. So wouldn't have the Russians fought back saying you never went to the moon? Or they probably did and I'm just an idiot and I couldn't find it.
The one thing I would really like to know is, in terms of the actual space, what do you call it actually?
You mean gravity?
The aircraft, what is it called?
The spacecraft, the Apollo 11.
Yeah, the actual...
Apollo 11.
What do you call the actual, the rocket?
The rocket, the shaft, the rocket. I don't know these things.
I know, the actual...
This is called it the spaceship. No, can't say spaceship now, it's not an alien.
Okay, oh my, yeah, word. The rocket. Okay. I'm sure you all know what we're talking about. Like, how does, if there's no gravity on the moon, how does it just like land so peacefully and stay there and not float away?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I failed science. So I have no idea about gravity, but I get what you're saying. I mean, like, think about it, right? He landed on the moon, he walked. Mm. The dust particles should have picked up somehow. That's one. Two, that freaking robo vehicle, whatchamacallit, I don't know what you call that, jibber-jabber.
I know they were driving certain stuff on the moon, but how? If there's no gravity, I fail to see how. And, like, you know, I'm sure they set up, like, little stations and things, right?
I mean, like, if you went to Mars, then I'd be very, very interested to how you survived Mars. But the moon, speaking of which, what is the moon?
That's like, a good question. I have no idea.
Like, I know the sun is a star, but the moon is a star, a planet.
Apparently, it's neither a star or a planet.
We cannot have another Pluto. I do not want another dwarf planet.
Oh, my word. Dude, like, astronomy, I know zero about, dude. I'll be honest.
Okay, I have a question for you. Would you be able to tell the difference between a moon rock and a normal rock?
Absolutely not. Okay, but now, if you have moon rocks, right, explain this to me. How are the rocks not just floating around, like, just chilling there? How do they stay on the surface?
Apparently, from what I've researched, when I mean research, that's in quotations. Don't quote me on this. Please don't quote me on this. Apparently, you get meteorites that fall every day, so small that you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, this you get the rocks in space and everything, but they don't ever reach our atmosphere. I wonder if they're sucked into Earth's atmosphere. I don't know if that's the right terminology. I told you I failed science. Don't ever quote me on this. Well, I'd like to ask you a question about gravity quickly before we carry on with the moon study. Do you feel like you've been pushed or pulled down to Earth?
Dude, what the fudge, man? I've never, ever thought about that. I would say it would probably feel more like...
I mean, like, some people say they feel like they've been more pushed. Pushed down to Earth than... I can't just remember what I just said to you.
Oh, my word. What the fudge? Do people actually feel like they've been, like forced down?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Yes, it's like a thing. That's a whole different thing. Just out of curiosity, I want to know.
I would say zero. I just, like, chill. I don't know.
I mean, I never thought about...
What do you feel, then?
I mean, I don't know. I never thought about the gravity at all. Like, if I'm being pushed or pulled, it's not something that just one day wake up and it's there, you know?
I know, I've also never felt the same way. I cannot, like, tell you if I feel pulled or pushed. This may be such a stupid question, but I've always wondered, from what I understand, okay, the moon gets its light from the sun, right?
Right.
But now, does it not produce heat? Like, would that not deteriorate the flag or certain things left there?
Well, for one, it's outer space. There's no weather, there's no wind. Wait, wind is weather. Frick. Frick it down.
Okay, never mind. I feel like so stupid.
There's no weather. There's no atmosphere. There's no change in temperature. Sorry, guys, about the dogs in the background, guys. We're just starting this off. We don't have a studio. We're currently literally doing it in a car right now. So until it comes right, forgive us about the dogs in the background. We'll try to get it better in the future. Okay, but back to the moon topic, what we're supposed to be on. There's something I want to tell you about. Documentary photos, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they did go on the moon, which they did, I mean, back then there was no Photoshop, there was no editing whatsoever, so how could they have, you know, did something to edit those photos to say they went on the moon? I mean, come on, we're talking about technology back in 1969.
I know, that's actually a good point, but if you think about it, if they staged the photo correctly and they didn't need to edit it, you know, like if it was done in a studio, I think, you know, it's a hard one, man.
Yeah. Man, guys, we had to pick the hardest topic in the world to start off with this podcast.
I know, and we have no idea what we're talking about, you all, so please bear with us. We are so bad.
But let us know, guys, after you watch this first episode, let us know what you want us to talk about, what you want us to know. If you want to know more about us, we can do it. It'll be a bonus episode. Let us know, guys. We want your opinions, too.
Please, man, because, like, we suck at this. I'm just putting it out there. We're just, like, a bunch of nerds talking about a bunch of random stuff.
Okay, I'm more of a nerd. I wear the glasses in this duo over here.
But whatever, dude. I've, like, binge-watched Star Trek 1,000,001 times.
Okay. We were so off-topic again.
Now, yeah. Okay, where were we at now? Okay. Dude, it's a hard one to call, man, if it's real or fake, you know?
I mean, I'm still 50-50. I mean, like, maybe they did go on the moon. But then we talk about the rocket ship. It's rocket ship, right? I mean, we were stuck on this before. It's rocket, right? Let's just say...
We're going to go with rocket, even if it's
we're
going to
go
not.
With rocket. I mean, there were millions of people that saw the launch. So, I mean, like, some people, they even saw the astronauts head into the rocket. So it could be true.
But I did also read, or I don't know, don't quote me on this, y'all. But apparently the president actually called the astronauts in space Is that something that, in your opinion, because I mean, you're in IT, do you think that's something that could have been achieved back in those days?
I got IT experience, computer experience, so I'll be with that. But it's not as advanced as people make it out to be. But back then, I can't even tell you because, like, I don't even know what the communications lack was back then. I mean, you still had that weird one with the circle, what you call it?
Or like those dial-up
phones. Oh, the dial-up phones, I don't know. Like, was that even a thing back in the day?
I don't know, but time? Also, like, American stuff, like a lot of the countries are like way more advanced than what we are.
Yeah, I'll give America that. Y'all are so advanced and so much ahead of us. Come on, guys. It took us 10 years before we got a TV in South Africa. And yes, we are in South Africa. I'm sure you can hear by the accents, I'm sure.
I know they are not cool, right?
Let's not go into that. That's not
okay. Bad. Yeah, no, it's bad.
But I mean, like, I don't know what was happening back then. Maybe the president wanted to talk to them, see how what they were doing, if they were okay. Maybe it is possible. Maybe they had some sort of communication. I mean, the satellite was already up by then.
I don't want to necessarily say this, but I'm pretty sure it's like really common for the media to lie to people. Like, it's happened, you know. I don't know if this is genuinely a hoax or not.
I mean, back when the landing happened, I mean, 5% of Americans believed it was fake. I mean, it was understandable. I mean, everyone has their own opinions. Some people want to think it's fake, some think it's real. But at that time, it's like, I mean, some people, I'm sure they thought, this technology, man, it can't be happening.
You know, I'm not going to lie, I do genuinely... I admire people that, like, question stuff. You don't just, like believe everything they told. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get you.
You know, you think about it. You make your own opinion. You sort of...
Like, it's your own opinion. It's not really what happened. It's not facts. It's just your own opinion to what you think. I mean, like, what you know. Like, everyone can tell you something about something you never understand. But I'm sure you're going to think about it and, like, let me look into this a bit more.
Yeah, and it's so hard for us, you know, especially as South Africans, for, like, us to even be commenting on it. Because, like, it's not something that I would say actually affected us at all. Like,
I mean, like I said, I can't speak from experience. Like, I wasn't even a thought at that time, let's be honest.
I can't say I've ever met a South African who's even had, like, really an opinion on it. Like, most of the people you speak to, they're just like, yeah.
I mean, guys, like, not everyone wants to say what's on their mind. I mean, for us, guys, we're doing this because we want y'all's opinions also as well.
Yeah, dude, we just want to have some fun, you know?
Have a conversation between two friends, let you know what the world knows. But I mean the world, I mean everyone who does not want to criticize us, let's put it that way.
Oh my word, dude, I'm not going to lie, I'm scared of the haters or whatever. But, you know, in a way, like, I can appreciate them because they're honest.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. I mean, guys, we want y'all's feedback on this, guys. Like, head over to Twitter, guys, and check us out, Renegades Out. That's our Twitter page. I'll link it in the description for you all, guys. And please try and help us out, man. We need some help here. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Give us a controversial topic, a conspiracy topic. Or if you want to know more about
anything,
us,
yeah.
We will let you all know. We'll talk about it.
We just want to have some fun, man. And okay, let's be honest. We broke AF. We're trying to make some bucks, man.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, this corona thing.
Yeah.
Has got us tongue-tied.
Oh my word, dude.
But before we go on, guys, Kelly, why don't you tell them a little bit about Anchor? So go ahead, guys, check it out. You know where the link is? Go for it. Now back onto the topic, which is, I want to talk about the dust. Not dust, more like debris, would you call it?
Yeah, I guess you can call it that.
Wouldn't there be debris, like, around the area if they landed, like,
apparently, like, well, okay, I don't know, because, like, honestly, do not quote me on anything. I did do, like, research, but, okay, like, not that much.
Guys, I'm coming in here unprepared, and this woman's done research, man. She's making me look bad.
Whatever, dude, like, my research was, like, the most uneducational. I didn't even, like, realize that there's no weather on the moon. I'm, like, so stupid. Okay,
but
apparently they brought back 300 kgs or something of, like, debris or stones or...
300 kgs.
I know.
But then again, like, there's no weight in gravity. What am I saying? Weight means nothing in gravity. No gravity. What is wrong with me? My English, guys.
But then if there's no gravity, how are these stones or debris stuck to the moon? I don't know if stuck's the right word, but how are they not just like floating around?
No, I get what you're saying. I mean, like if there's a rock lying there, I'm sure it's gonna, there's no gravity, it's gonna just float, like gone.
Yeah, and if they dug them up, okay, fine, fair enough. I guess you could like dig on the moon. I don't know. But like some of the equipment and stuff, surely that's needed.
Okay, dig on the moon. I mean, like no one's told us what the density is. We don't know whether it's tough like a rock. I'm sure the moon is a rock itself. I mean, come on, moon rock. You call it a moon rock.
I'm still confused as to what the fudge the moon is, to be honest with you. I don't even know.
Guys, let us know. What is the moon? Is it a star? Is it a... Like,
you'll please educate us. A planet? Because we don't know.
I mean, like I said, I failed science, so don't even quote me on anything I'm saying.
I know. We clearly really bad at this, but we're trying, y'all. We're trying.
But see, what interests me, right? Take a rocket ship, right? When you see it launch... I'm sure you've seen certain videos of launches. Like, you see the dust when the engine blows out its flames and pressure. Wouldn't that happen out in space too? I'm sure that thing's got enough pressure to push. I mean, how else are you landing? Taking off. When you take off, it should show something or do something.
This may be a stupid question, but if I like look inside a rocket or whatever, like I have not seen a steering wheel. How the fudge do they fly these things?
I mean, wouldn't it
be like... How do you maneuver to land if there's no gravity?
Like, I mean, wouldn't it be like an aeroplane? I mean, like the two handles. You got a pilot, co-pilot, or co-astronaut, but whatever you want to call it. Co-astronaut.
It's an astronaut.
Not a pilot.
Okay, on my word. Okay. Wait, now you made me just completely lose what I was going to say. What were we talking about? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, inside a rocket, right? Okay. I was watching this one that they launched just the other day, man, for Tesla. Did you not watch it?
Tesla? You mean Elon Musk's...
Yeah.
I don't even know. I forgot what
they
it's...
They literally launched
SpaceX. You're talking about SpaceX.
During quarantine now. They launched like in May.
I mean, we're on lock... Mm-hmm. What? We're on level what? 2?
No, 3 still, dude.
Are we on level 3?
Mm-hmm.
See, guys, I don't even know what's happening in the world anymore. Like, really.
Dude, let alone your country, man. You bad.
Yo, chill. Don't make me look bad, fam.
Oh my word. Okay. Yeah, I was watching that launch and the two astronauts were like just chilling. I was still like thinking to myself, how the fudge do they steer it? Because like surely.
I mean, doesn't like the rocket ship like eventually break apart into 3 parts, like the first back, then the final, and then you got the small piece that carries on.
Something like that.
Yeah, my terminology is terrible, huh?
My knowledge on this is terrible. Like, we should have chosen Bigfoot or something.
Wow,
dude.
Bigfoot, I want to hold you on that one.
Okay. You'll please give us recommendations for what we should do next.
Guys, if this episode's very short, guys, we will make longer ones in the future. We are currently, I don't know. We're weirdos, okay? This thing's about weirdos. We are weirdos. We're weirdos talking about weird things.
Speak for yourself.
Excuse me. Whoa. We are in this together.
Okay, anyway.
What the fudge, man? Wait, that's your catchphrase, isn't it?
It's cool. Dude. I would be so happy, man. What the fudge if one person listened to this? I'd be so ecstatic. Dude.
Hold up. Take it easy. Found my catchphrase. Take it easy.
There we go.
Just take it easy. But guys, I mean, like we said, 50-50 on the moon landing. You can believe what you want or not, but I think at the end of the day, it might have actually happened, guys.
I just genuinely hope the next time we do one of these that we like literally do a little bit more research. So,
guys, I'm gonna be honest. I think I did like 1% research and 99% winging it.
No, man, I wouldn't say I really did a lot of research. The thing is, you know, like I was saying, it's something so hard for us to speak about because in South Africa, like, it's not a thing for us, you know?
Yeah, you know? Like. How can we say it? Nothing really much happens. I mean, like, coronavirus, guys. Coronavirus put us on lockdown. Like, yeah, that's like, how bad it was.
I would say you're the only person I've actually met who, like, we speak about and we chat about it, you know? But most people, they're not even, like, they don't even have any, like, views on it. And I find it sad because, like, I mean,
okay, let's be honest. People are scared to talk about their views on the moon landing. I mean, guys, like... There's a reason we're not mentioning certain things, guys, because we don't want to be like the bad people. We're not saying anything to anybody. We're not... How can I say it?
We're just trying to
We're not trying to say the country lied to y'all, this or that, guys. We're just giving you our opinions on what we think.
Like, maybe like an outside perspective. We're asking outside stupid questions.
Like, guys, we asked a stupid question, like, is there weather in space? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like, I know you get the people who are, like, very hardcore conspiracy theorists. I would say I enjoy talking about it. I think it's so fun. But I do it from, like, a light-hearted perspective, not, like, anything serious.
Yeah, you know? No. Like, guys, we do this to talk, you know, conversation-wise, something interesting. That's why we decided to put it on a podcast for others to hear and give us their opinion.
Hopefully there's other people out there like us, man.
Guys, we are willing to get any guest on here to see who can change our views on certain things. But, I mean, like we said, hit us with topics. We'd love to know what you want us to talk about.
Dude, feedback, man. Anything. Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I would definitely like to apologize for the most uneducational podcast ever.
But I hope it was entertaining for you guys, to be honest. I mean, we're not like David Dobrik and... What's his friend's name? I don't know. I just know David Dobrik, guys. We're not like viewers, okay? But they're an awesome podcast. They were my inspiration to start this thing, honestly speaking. But, I mean, the moon, guys. Like, the hardest topic.
Nah, man, dude. I agree, dude. I'll be honest. I have never listened to a podcast. Nor have I ever thought about making one. Because I sound pretty funny, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure when you go on Google and say moon, you see like these craters in the moon. Like, do you think that's a legit thing, or you think the moon is like somewhat damaged, but you know, or it's got those heavy craters?
I would say craters, because have you not looked at the moon like on like a full moon night? I don't know.
I mean, I'm not really a romance type of person to look at the moon and stars.
Oh my word, you only consider that romance.
No, not really. I'm a tech geek. Like, I don't expect to look at the moon and the stars.
Just admit it. You indoors.
No, I'm not. Okay, fine. I'm indoors.
Okay. I'm indoors. Own it.
I'm in front of a computer, guys. That's my thing. Well, not recently, you know. I've been slacking a bit, you know. It's just happening. But the moon, Kels.
Okay, yes.
What about the moon that really, really triggers you? About this entire conspiracy? That really gets to you about it.
Dude, why you gotta ask me such a technical question? Like, what the fudge? Okay. I don't know. I grew up always believing that it happened, right?
All
right. You know, because I never ever thought to question it.
Okay, so what made you question it in the first place, though, to be honest?
I was reading... No, I'm not. I'm lying. As you can see, I'm uneducated. I do not read that much. Okay, I was watching TV. And then I came across this documentary. I can't even remember what it was called, man. I'd be lying if I told you I remembered the name. And, you know, they sort of spoke about different things. You know, from the flag to, like, a whole bunch of things.
All right.
And it got me thinking, man. Like, you know, I think in a way we always conditioned to believe what the media tells us.
All right.
And we never really question it. But, like, from that point on, I started questioning it because, you know, and I mean, from what I understand, also prior to, you know, Apollo 11 going up, there was another sort of a test, or there was an original crew. And from what I understand, you know, there was some sort of an accident or something.
Yeah, let's not get into that, guys. We don't want to get copyrighted or sued for no reason, yeah?
I know, yeah. We but don't even know what we can talk about, what we can't.
That's why we're trying to keep it simple. Trust me, I know our podcast is not simple at all, but it kind of is, somewhat, maybe.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't want to, like, offend anybody, because, like, I think it's awesome that people have different views. Like, it's cool if you all believe, it's cool if you all don't believe, man. I just feel like we should have the freedom to question it. I feel like it's always taboo, you know, if you say, if you question anything that's told to us by the media, or anything, you know, like, even our parents. Like, I grew up just believing we landed on the moon.
Like, I did that too until I met you, and you gave me second thoughts on it, and ever since then my mind's been like, did we actually land on the moon?
Come to the dark side, dudes.
You know, you have no idea what the dark side is yet, Kelly.
Okay, oh my word. Okay, that's, yeah,
let's just say we're on the weird side of the world now. That's our side.
Okay, hopefully we at least have, like, at least one other person.
I mean, guys, let us know. Find out the weirdos out there in the world and get them to watch our podcast. We need feedback, guys.
Dude, y'all, like, hit us up on Twitter, man. We would love to chat to y'all.
Yeah, guys. All right, guys. I think this is going to be the end of our podcast.
Thanks for listening, guys.
I hope you guys enjoyed
it, man.
Yeah. Please check us out on Twitter at Renegades Out. And please help support the channel, guys. The link is in the description if you can just help us out to build our podcast more. Maybe we can get better audio and a better place than a car. If you can't help us out. And we'll try and release episodes if we can weekly. But we're trying to release more. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm Shire.
I'm Kelly. Thanks
and Renegades Out.